Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Jewelry isn't a gift you give just once. It's a way to remind your loved one of a beautiful moment every time they see it. Blue Nile can help you find the gift that says how you feel and says it beautifully with expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com and experience the convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com to find the perfect jewelry gift for any occasion. BlueNile.com.
Hello there, everyone. Happy Wednesday. I'm Ben Roy from What Culture Gaming, joined by Josh today.
Hello, and Ben Roy.
We've convened because Todd Howard has been on a bit of a roadshow tour, and he's been going into some details about some of his past games and recent games that they announced. Was it, say, I think we were both in, like, maybe education when Starfield was announced, and now it's still got another 100 years left?
It feels about that, yeah. At least 100 years. I think it'll arrive around about the PlayStation 30, probably about this point.
Yeah. And, like, one of the biggest details that we're going to dive into in a moment here is that it's apparently bigger, louder, and uncut. No, it's not like the South Park movie from 1999. It's apparently, what is it, 4 times bigger, 7 times bigger, 100 times bigger than Fallout 76?
A lot bigger, Ben Roy, in a bunch of different ways. So, yeah, like you said, Todd Howard was at this online conference called Develop Brighton, which was hosted on behalf of Games Industry Biz, and he went into a few details on Starfield and The Elder Scrolls 6, essentially what engine they're using, how they're kind of using the knowledge that they've used on previous games to apply to this. But, yeah, like you said, unsurprisingly, Starfield in particular is going to be much bigger than either Fallout 4 or Skyrim. They confirmed that there are around 4 to 5 times the amount of employees working on Starfield, which is like ridiculous because the team was already really big to begin with. And they've gone in on, well, Todd Howard was kind of explaining how the world that you're going to get in both of these upcoming games will be bigger than anything they've created before. Like you said, again, 4 or 5 times bigger. But there is a kind of catch, because he did go on to say that part of the reason why the worlds are going to be so big is because they're using a lot of procedurally generated environments, which is what they did for Morrowind, if I'm correct, if I'm getting the right Elder Scrolls there. But they haven't really done that so much recently in terms of environmental creation, at least as far as I'm aware. They obviously had procedurally generated content in Fallout 4 in terms of some of the quests. But it's an interesting way to create the landscape. So in terms of sheer landmass, it's going to be bigger, partly thanks to that. But there's still going to be, you know, the classic Bethesda-authored environments that we know and love. And he also said that they're essentially doubling down on the idea of having these big cities. Obviously, Starfield is going to be this sci-fi game, so we're going to get like these hub worlds, these kind of huge futuristic sci-fi cityscapes that we haven't really seen too much of in Bethesda games in the past. Like, we've had a lot of settlements, we've had a lot of cities in terms of, you know, the ones in Skyrim, for instance, or even the cities in Boston in Fallout 4. But it sounds like they're going to make... Yeah, exactly. But it sounds like they're going to make these areas, like, far bigger than we've seen before, with far more areas to explore within them, rather than them being like these sort of mini settlements surrounded by vast wasteland or whatever, which could be interesting.
I'm going to say I'll believe it when I see it at first, because you can sort of take it like, oh, it's going to be 4 or 5 times bigger because Fallout 76 was 4 times bigger than Skyrim.
It's a good
but
point.
But it's also 4 times emptier than Skyrim. And I mean, that's narrative reasons, that actually kind of works in a way, but it also doesn't make for a fun, interesting experience. As I've recently been going to and fro, whether I like this game or not, do I want to just chat to my friend in Gears 5 instead? And then Starfield is now going to be, what, if they say 4 times bigger than 76.
Yeah.
But I'm also wondering how this is going to specifically work, because when I think of Starfield, I think the only way it's probably really going to work, if it's like the Outer Worlds, like specifically, but like it has to be like that without the load times, for example, like
yeah,
like towards the later game.
It's difficult, right? Because I'm not inherently against procedurally generated content, but like you said there, I don't want them to just go bigger, but also
for no reason.
The space empty. Yeah, for no reason. Like, my favorite open worlds aren't the biggest ones. They're not like just Cause 3 or 4 or whatever that, you know, is just landmass after landmass. My favorite ones are, you know, older Bethesda games, older Obsidian games, you know, these creative environments that are densely populated and densely packed with detail and quests and things to find and stuff like that. You know, there is a sort of argument to be had for emptiness, you know what I mean? You don't want to be constantly railroaded from one thing to another in the way that it feels like a theme park. You sometimes need the downtime, but you don't want to get to the point where it's mostly just, you know, a bunch of different or similarly looking environments just because they wanted to pad out the world. They wanted to make it feel bigger, and nothing really feels authored and nothing really feels consequential. Like, that's my worry. I'm looking forward to this game, but, like, judging on Bethesda's very recent history, I'm just trying to think of a time when procedurally generated worlds worked for me personally, and they're very few, man. They're very few and far between, especially when it comes to a game like this.
Shall I be honest? The only time procedurally generated worlds have ever really worked for me that I can think of right now is Minecraft. And apart from that, because you're manipulating the world so much and you're trying to find resources and things. But I'm not sure about this. And when I hear Starfield, I feel like this entire game should be just taking place on a couple of space stations. Like, that's how I envision it. I don't envision this, like, say, rummaging around in, like, bushes or something. Like, it's weird because I don't know, just since I heard Starfield, I just think it's all going to be sort of like, say, I think of like Doom and stuff like that, when you go into one of those space stations there, or think of when you've had Outer Worlds when you're on a space station, or any other sort of like space station you can. I just think, it's going to be hard for me to like take that in, but then obviously you're going to need to go down to planets at some point. Mm-hmm. But you can procedurally generate space stations, but for me it's never really sort of like what is being generated. Is it like, is it the shrubbery that's being generated? Is like, is it, this is going to be a slope down here? Like, say if I go from city one to city two in my game, what am I going to get differently from you in city one to city two? What is like,
yeah,
is that so, is that, and also I'm trying to think, is that saving time? Like why is that ever happening? I don't know, Josh. I'm trying to think, like, you wouldn't get, like, say, if I'm watching a film and, like, halfway through, I just get a different scene compared to you. Like, I know gaming is a very different medium, but it's always confusing to me. Like, I'm confused right now why they feel like they need to do it.
Yeah, it's I'm sure it is just sort of like a time thing to make the worlds as big as possible. And I'm sure not everything will be procedurally generated. We're going to get these like authored cities, like you said. But it is going to be interesting to see what is different and what does change. Is it just going to be sort of like side content in terms of, you know, kind of like the Minutemen, you know, side content of Fallout 4? Is it just going to be like that stuff that changes, not only with the quests, but where you're going to pad out the game length and stuff? I'm not really sure. Big Todd, to be fair, has said very little while also revealing, you know, a couple of details. Like, he's mentioned the procedurally generated thing. He also said that the engine is being completely overhauled, which I'm sure a lot of people are going to be thankful about. It's not a new engine, but he described the jump as being as big as the one from Morrowind to Oblivion, so it's going to hopefully feel like a proper next-gen leap. You know, he talked about, like, the new lighting, the new animations, stuff like that. Hopefully that will amend a lot of the problems that people had with Fallout 76 in particular, and Fallout 4 and Fallout 3 and stuff like that beforehand, because while those games were ambitious and impressive, they were very rickety as well. So I'm hoping the creation engine you know, is absolutely better than ever and has sorted all of those issues out. Finally, he did touch on the Xbox exclusivity. Obviously, ZeniMax, the parent company of Bethesda, is in negotiations to be bought out by Microsoft. That deal doesn't officially conclude until, I think it's like April next year or something. It's still
something
a little ways
time, yeah.
off. Yeah, around then, early next year. So he can't comment totally on whether or not the game is going to be exclusive to Xbox at the moment, whether or not Starfield or Elder Scrolls will be coming exclusively to Microsoft's machines, but he did confirm that both of those games will be day one on Game Pass, which is pretty big. Like, that is quite huge, and even if they're not exclusive, I think that's a big win for Microsoft, you know what I mean? That's what they've bought this company for, you know, at the end of the day.
I'm not an Xbox salesman or a Game Pass salesman, as I've sort of portrayed myself over the years. But like, you can take, say, look at the next three Bethesda games that are all going to be on Game Pass. You could just save that money and be like, I'll just buy an Xbox, and then I have Game Pass, and I have access to everything that Microsoft are going to put out. It's such an easy sell now. Like, I mean, you just look at like, why would you? I'm never going to buy one of their games again. I'm sorry, like, I'm playing all their games on Xbox now. Like, there's no reason for me to buy their games on PlayStation for the sheer fact that they're all going to come to Game Pass.
Yeah,
and I also think that I can now believe in them a bit more, because I don't think Phil's going to go and buy out Todd, not literally, and then they're going to accept another broken like sort of game like 76 was, or another sort of like, say, I'd say Half-Step, like Fallout 4 was. Like, I think with Fallout 4, just a lot of us wanted another Fallout game on the next generation, and I think they've played that card out now. I don't think they can just do that again.
Yeah.
So I feel like with this, and in between the anticipation for Elder Scrolls, is it 6?
Six.
I think that we've got... There's a bright future coming our way for Bethesda, and hopefully their games. Like, I just... I mean... The Master Chief Collection came out, and it was a burning pile of rubbish, and it took years for them to clean up. It was a terrible disaster.
Well, that's it, Ben Roy. Like,
in the sense of entertainment.
You mentioned the Master Chief Collection there. I want to hope that Microsoft would make it so that they have higher standards for like these releases, so you can't release, you know, The Elder Scrolls 6 or Starfield in a complete buggy state like Fallout 76 was. But then again, it's not like they've been a bastion of quality control in the past. You know, it took them 4 years to finish the Master Chief Collection. Halo Infinite's been delayed infinitely. And we have no idea really what's going on with a bunch of their other studios. You do mention the future of Xbox being promising, and I do want to stress that by the sounds of Todd's comments, it is very much the far future. He said that he's not going to show off, or the team's not going to show off Starfield for a good long while yet, until they've got something substantial and something close to launch. So unless, you know, there's a miracle, I don't think we're getting this until at the very earliest, like, this time next year, probably 2022, judging on how often these games get delayed, you know?
I don't think we're getting Starfield till mid-next generation. I think it's going to be one of those sort of like mid-generation games that hit and then like will define the generation for the best or the worst sort of thing. Like, this is the first new Bethesda property we've had solely from them since, well, like they made Elder Scrolls, right? And then they bought Fallout. So we've not really had anything wholly original and fresh and from the ground up that people can get in and not go, have older people like us going, actually, you just like this sort of thing. But it's over a 7 billion purchase. I don't think that they're just going to put out trash. And I did hearken to the Master Chief Collection and the other problems of Halo. I think they stem back from before Phil. And I think that that things like that just don't get fixed overnight, do they? I feel like it's a giant oil tanker. They're trying to move the ship. And I think for now they're moving in the right way. And whether you think, like, I don't know what everyone else who watches or listens to this thinks, whether it's a good idea if their games go straight to Game Pass and if they go to Xbox only. We don't know the full details yet, but it's definitely going to shake things up. And I think in an industry like this, it's always good to try and shake things up, even if it maybe goes the wrong way for a bit.
No, you're spot on, man. Like, it's very exciting times to be a video game fan, I think, and it's very exciting times to be an Xbox fan specifically, because you have all of these great studios, not just these great games to look forward to. My thing is, if I have a thing, is just, you know, the state of Bethesda at the moment, I want them to succeed. Like, these are two of my most favorite franchises of all time. I am looking forward to, well, Fallout and Elder Scrolls, and I'm really looking forward to Starfield, because like you said, this is the first time they've done something that feels original in such a long time, and I feel like that game needs to be good, not only to kick off a new franchise, but to kind of say, like, look, we're the Bethesda, you know, still, we still make great games that you are going to love. Here's a brand new experience. And if they do that, I'm willing to wait for it, though I do worry about when the hell Elder Scrolls 6 is going to come out, if they're not even going to start on that until Starfield is done. I will be old and grey by the time Elder Scrolls 6 comes out.
Your hair will be down there.
I will. Down to the bum.
And I think with that, I think we're done with the news. I think there's no more news. The biggest news from this video is Josh is going to grow his hair to his bum.
That's
and then
it.
Just get rid of clothes.
This
anyway,
isn't getting cut until the Elder Scrolls 6 comes out. That is a bargain as a deal I'm making with you right now.
Last chance to get your haircut for a while anyway. Anyway, I've been Ben Roy from What Culture Gaming. I've been joined by Josh. Josh, where can they follow you?
Josh Brune with two O's on Twitter.
And you can follow me at Ben Roy Taylor on Twitter and follow us at WC Gaming, I'm pretty sure that it says. It's going to be up in one of these corners somewhere, so just have a look for that. Anyway, this has been the news. There's no more to do with the outro, so goodbye.
Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.